Hi, welcome. This is episode something. I don't know. I was going to launch. I think this is 331. Episode 331. That's so many. Oh my God. Just excuse me while I die. Jesus. That's probably the best soiree into these podcasts is they're unedited. There's not much planning goes into them and they're just waffly. So good luck, everyone. We're going to start just you and I in a room in my office recording it now. There's no one around. I like to record these with no one in earshot because I feel like I tell all my secrets. It's like I offload all my secrets. I was doing my thing at the gym. Oh, God, Christian, we know you go to the gym. Stop talking about it. There are two times you don't want to accidentally answer a phone call. One is at the gym and two... Oh, fuck, hold on, let me start this one again. It's just you and I. It's just you and I. There's no one else around. And that's how I like these episodes is I feel like I'm spilling my secrets and telling stories that I could never tell anyone like face to face. Like we do it through the like... I just do it through your ears. Right now I'm sitting in our podcast space in our office. It's what's today? Saturday. And there's no one around. It's literally the only time I can record these episodes. No one is allowed to be around. I don't like people listening. I don't like making eye contact with anyone as I share these stories with you. If you are a first-time listener, thank you for being here. My name is Christian Hull. The podcast is called Complete Drivel. If you want, leave a review. I'd really like a review. Just put whatever platform you're on. You don't have to give me 5 stars, but just like leave a review. It'd be great. Thanks. So when's the worst time to accidentally answer a phone call? It's when you're making loud panting noises, isn't it? So I got a phone call from someone, a longtime family friend who I probably hadn't spoken to in... 20 years and I was listening to music and the music suddenly stopped. Now, I was at the gym at this point and what I didn't know at the time was, we'll call him Brody who called because that's his name. He definitely does not listen to this. I can guarantee you he is a beautiful human being who... attends a service every Sunday and so this would definitely not feature. I feel like no one who is religious of any nature would be listening to this, and if you are, good for you, okay? Good on you. I wouldn't, because this is a sin. Listening to this is a sin. You're going to hell. So Brody calls me. What I didn't know about the phone call was he was with his lovely wife and 2 young children in the car and I was on speaker. So I'm at the gym on this like sled pusher treadmill thing, like just crushing it. Like I had – my heart rate was up. I'd been on there for like maybe 7 minutes. Doesn't sound like a lot. For a fatty, that's a lot. That's like 7 hours. And so I was going on, I was like, you know when you listen to music really loudly, you can't hear yourself, but when the music stops, you can hear yourself breathing and you're like, I'm breathing very loudly, like I'm panting. Like, and I was listening to some music and the music suddenly stopped and I thought, oh, it's just going to the next track. And so I was like, and I hear, hello. And I'm like, and I look around the gym like someone's trying to flag my attention down. I'm like, and I hear, hello, hello, Christian. And I'm like, who's saying that? And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, my headphones have cut out because I've accidentally answered a phone call. And I was like, hello. Beep, beep, beep. I was like, oh my God. Who was that? And I get my phone out. I'm like, oh my God, did I accidentally call Brody? I haven't spoken to Brody in 20 years. Oh no, and he thinks I was having sex. I was like, that's okay, I'll call him back, I'll call him back. It was on Messenger too. Like he doesn't have my mobile number. It was on Facebook Messenger. And so I call him back and he was like, immediately, he's like, Christian, I'm on speaker with my girls in the car. And I was like, oh, hi, girls. And they're like, hello. And they're so adorable. And then I was like, oh, I'm just at the gym. And like the sheer relief that you could hear from Brody being like, oh, that, I'm so sorry to have bothered you. I'm like, no, it's totally fine. Just working out, you know. And then made some jokes. I was like, oh, puffing and panting away. And he's like, yeah, we heard. And I was like, okay, firstly, Brody's going to think that I'm trying to cover for the fact that I was mid-coitus. And then I was like, I sort of moved over toward where the speaker for the gym was so you could hear the music and hear like the machines clanking and like stuff. And I was like, sorry, you're going to have to talk. I'm sorry, I'm just going to find a spot in the gym that's quiet. And like I was holding the phone near people working out, like moving the phone away from my ear, like, you know, the clanging of the free weights and like the doof, 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 doof. And then just so he knew I was actually at a gym. And I was mortified. And he was like, Brody is so lovely, and midway through, his beautiful wife, obviously Brody didn't tell anyone he was calling me. He just sort of called me. But halfway through this call, his wife goes, oh, is that Christian? And I was like, hey, how are you? I haven't met his wife. And I was like, of course you don't recognize, like, it took her some time to recognize my voice. And I was like, oh, you know, I sound like a middle-aged heavy smoker woman. Like I sound like, if you've never heard me before, if you're listening to this for the first time, it's true. I sound like a middle-aged woman who's had a couple of cigarettes. And she laughed and I knew that was the confirmation that, yes, she thought it was a woman. And Brody asked, he was looking for Bluey's house because I had a bit of a viral moment where I did a live stream on Facebook looking for Bluey's house because Bluey's house did exist in Brisbane. They built a replica sort of house on Airbnb. It was a big thing. Unfortunately, they pulled it down. And it was funny because he goes, oh, where's Bluey's house? Because he was in the area. And I was like, oh, and you could tell I was trying to, how do I say it's not there anymore without upsetting the children. He goes, did Bluey move away? I was like, oh, Bluey moved away. I'm so sorry. He was like, oh, that's okay. And I was like, oh, they're so cute. And I was so sorry that they, like, you thought I was having sex. And I mean, ooh. And then he was like, oh, we should catch up. And I was like, oh, I feel like that's a throwaway invite because you thought I was having sex for a good 30 seconds on speaker in the car with the kids. Anyways, it's safe to say, have not heard back from Brody. Probably won't. But if he's up for catching up, I'm absolutely keen. Okay, speaking of other messes I got myself into, recently I saw a TikTok where this woman had bought an attachment for a Dyson. I just had a thought. A Dyson is a vacuum cleaner, you know, stick cordless stick vacuums. Can you get, I'm going to Google this right now. We're just going to do a bit of a Googling. This is a real tangent. Can you get sex toy attachments for vacuum cleaners? Okay, let me go to Google. Or is there a have I just uncovered a market for something? Because, so here's the thing with Dyson. So this lady had an unofficial Dyson mop head attachment where you plug this mop head into your Dyson, you fill it with some water, and when you pull the trigger on your Dyson stick vacuum, the mop sort of has two circular things and they and it drips a little bit of water and it mops your floor. So I bought one, I filmed a TikTok, and this TikTok went completely viral, which was great. It's always weird, the things that go viral. Posted it everywhere, had a great response. A lot of people bought it, and then so much so that Dyson had to release a statement that said, Christian Hull has done influencer creates havoc by recommending illegal Dyson product. Do not use. And so news.com ran a story, and it was this huge thing where I was like in big trouble from Dyson. I was like, well, make a fucking mop head attachment, your mops. Like, come on. Like, you've got this beautiful vacuum cleaner that I love, but I also want to mop my floors. And Dyson basically came out and said, do not use it. It could void your warranty. Sometimes water gets sucked up into the main chamber and it can ruin it. And I was like, correction, I have vacuumed up wet soil and all that shit way worse than mopping, and the Dyson has been fantastic. They just don't want us to spend money elsewhere. Obviously, you shouldn't vacuum up water, but this mop head attachment is designed so that doesn't happen. So if you use it for maybe 20 minutes at a time, it just, how it works is it's got this chamber at the front you fill with water, and you open a little switch and the water sort of delicately drops from the mop head onto the floor, absorbs into the mop pads and then cleans the floor. So water isn't really going up into the main chamber. And it was great. It was really good. I did get a lot of comments under the video of people recommending actual vacuum mops that exist. I don't even know you could get a mop that vacuums, a vacuum that mops. Like, anyways, so I said to my team, what? Because we reached out to Dyson. We were like, hey, sorry. Do you want us to do, like, can I have some free product and I'll do something? And they were like, I was like, fine. So I Googled. Actually, I didn't even Google. Everyone was recommending me this vacuum from a company called Bissell. So we reached out to Bissell. We're currently in negotiations with them. Because I was like, hey, I'm in trouble with Dyson, and you guys, they don't do a mop vacuum, and everyone's telling me to get this Bissell mop vacuum. Do you want to work together? And they were like, we've never worked with influencers before, but okay. I'm laughing because I am no one's first choice to work with, and they don't know what they're getting themselves into. But if all is signed and sealed, I will be hopefully promoting the Bissell. I've got to use it first, make sure it works, make sure it's fantastic. Everyone has recommended it. So I've got high hopes for this thing, and it looks fucking amazing. Oh, like vacuums and mops at the same time. Anyways, now the reason why this mop head is, especially for certain Dyson attachments, they're powered. So you can plug in attachments and they're then powered, so the mop thing spins. And where my head just went is you could plug in a sex toy and it could turn on and do things and suck. Vacuum sex toys. Okay, there's no predictive text. Okay. It says turn safe search on to hide explicit results. Well, that is no, obviously. Results for sex toy vacuum on AliExpress. Okay, this is promising. I don't think there is. There's vacuum pumps. I don't think there's any vacuum attachments. Like, I'm just trying to think, like, does that airflow, is it, how would it work? Do you reckon I could design an attachment to go into a vacuum? I wonder if you could design an attachment. It would have to go into a Dyson because, again, it's plugged into the power. So you could plug some sort of flimsy tube into the Dyson that's powered that you can put over your dick that, like, I don't know, that, like, sucks you off. I wish I had an engineering degree and I could just build that in my shed. I mean, I wish I had a shed. These are things that I want to do in my mid-40s. Buy a house, have a tool shed, have a workshop where I can build sex toys. Wow, this sounds oddly familiar. So I did a writing workshop where came up with ideas for a cartoon that's hopefully going to get picked up and pitched about a woman who makes sex toys on the Gold Coast. It's so funny. I'm becoming that. Anyway, I am so shocked that there aren't vacuum attachments. Let me shock. VAC, vacuum attachments, sex. Vacuum attachment 6. Ladies everywhere, try using our vacuum cleaner. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Here we go. Oh, my God. Found it. Found it. Sex toy that attaches. Oh, my God. I'm just loving it. Oh, that's disgusting. Okay. Let me read this to you. It's from trendhunter.com. It says, ladies everywhere, try using your vacuum cleaner for something a little different. I mean, isn't that what vacuum cleaners are for, though? Sucky, sucky floor. Sucky, sucky, sucky my penis. The Vortex Vibrations toy was designed by a woman for women to use in sexual satisfaction and pleasure. You attach it to your vacuum cleaner hose and go to it. Sounds almost too bizarre to be a real product, but it really is. At least the good thing is, with this stimulator, you never have to worry about dead batteries in the heat of the moment. Well, is there any photos? There's no photos. Okay. Oh, Love Honey is tagged as a reference. Vortex Vibrations. Classic Love Honey. Of course they are. If it exists, Love Honey have it. Vortex Vibrations. System. Okay. What's this? Is no, so let's go. Vortex Vibrations. It doesn't. No, I'm just getting a lot of. Okay, let me. Sorry, everyone. Just talk amongst yourselves. Okay, let me go to image. A shiny video review. Vortex. Oh my God, here we go. This is a video cleaning review. We're watching a video. The sound might be a bit shit. It's 33.
Hi, this is Zara from Shiny Shiny, and this week I'm bringing you the Vortex Vibrating Vacuum Cleaner. It's a strange concept, and it's all meant to be about you do the housework, it's a bit more interesting, kind of get off while you're getting clean. But can it actually work? We take a look at this product. It's purple, kind of a bit nice, sort of plasticky. But how is this all kind of going to come together, literally speaking?
Yeah.
All right, well, now we have a great vacuum cleaner. We're going to put this really dubious looking plasticky thing in it, which for this piece of kit you're talking about 40 quid, which is quite a lot, and we need to know if it actually works. Now let's try turning it on.
Oh my God.
I'm now going to put the vacuum head thing onto the vacuum cleaner.
It just looks like a weird vacuum attachment. I don't understand how it goes on the vagina.
Things, which are meant to adjust the pressure of the airflow for extra sensitivity. And while I won't demonstrate just where you put it or what you do, I'm sure your own imaginations can do that for you. But I don't know, it's a bit odd. You sort of feel like the Martha Stewart of sex toys. Kind of.
Is it going to show us?
Of a rub. Let's just sort of see them.
Okay, here we go.
The sound it makes.
So how do you use it?
I don't know if that would really do it for me, having that kind of coming out every time. I just felt like a little bit of fun. But there you go. Maybe it'll take off. Could be the housewives of a new century. Who knows?
No, so that video really didn't describe anything. I just don't understand how. What, like, do you put it on the clitoris? Anyways, these are, yeah. If anyone has used it before, please contact me and let me know. There's a thingy. Oh, this was from 2007. It said, have you got 35 quid? It's from the UK. And you're not afraid to suck your insides out? Oh, can you imagine just a... Oh, sorry. And on that note, thank you so much for listening.